welcome back to another episode of The Hope Dealer. I'm your host, Ari Rose. If you follow me on social media on Instagram, you'll see that in the mornings I tend to maybe pour my thoughts sometimes on a story. It could be from a quote that triggered it. It could be a story that I read, or maybe something a friend told me they were going through, and then I pull my thoughts from there. And this morning it was about a meme that said sometimes our biggest burden is our own mind. And it was like the statue of but the head was big and it was like on a wagon, so basically it was just like too heavy to carry. And I find that that's true for many people when people are going through a difficult situation. We tend to overthink stuff. We tend to get stuck in our heads. We tend to live in that moment and not know how to break free sometimes. Some people end up getting obsessed with a certain situation and not able to let go, not able to fully grasp what life is trying to teach them or the lesson that is at hand or the level up that is needed to rise up from that occasion, because you're so wrapped up in your head. You're so wrapped up in what's going on. And sometimes we get like that because of our egos, because of what we feel we are owed or what we feel we want to control. And I think that's such a scary mindset to have, because you can be the biggest obstacle in your own way. You could be your biggest downfall. I've seen friends who are going through situations and just can't let go because of ego or because of, just certain reasons that they can't let go of a situation, and they sit there and replay it over and over and over and over and over again. And you can't find a solution focusing on the problem. If you continue to fixate on the problem, when do you have time to find a solution? And I'm going to take this one step deeper. Maybe it's not your problem to carry, and maybe it's not your solution to find. Not everything is created for us to be able to hold as individuals on earth. Sometimes we have to give it to a higher power. Sometimes you have to let go and surrender. And so I saw that quote today in that image, and it prompted me to get on here and talk about that, because we can't continue to live in our heads. We can't continue to overthink a situation. I think people that overthink tend to sometimes create narratives and stories in their mind. Stories that don't even exist. Stories that aren't even possibilities. You know? And I think if we learn to get out of our own way, out of our own minds, out of our own heads, we would see that there's so much beauty around us. There's so much help from our angels that walk with us to lend us a helping hand, to pull us out of that situation and guide us into the next situation, or give us a solution, or guide us towards our solution. But when you're just so wrapped up in the problem, and you're just so wrapped up in what you're going through, and you continue to relive the situation, and you continue to examine it, the problem never changes. Whether you look at it from the left or the right or the top or the bottom, the problem is the problem. And if you continue to stare at that, well, where is the solution? When are you going to find that? It's like if you spill a drink on the floor, whether you look at it from the top down or you get down and put your head on the ground and look at it, I mean, does it fix itself? Does it pick itself up? The more you stare at it, a different angle you look at it, does it change? will that water on the floor move and shift? No, it just stays there. And you're wasting time and nothing's changing. But if you know the solution is to grab a napkin and soak it up, well, then you grab the napkin and you put it down, which is the first thing that most people would do when a drink spills, right? You grab the napkin. You probably need 10 napkins depending on how much it is. Some of the napkins will get drippy, so you got to get another napkin to put under that napkin. Well, that's one solution. And that's a solution we all are kind of trained to do when there's a spill. What if you took even another step back and you were able to think clear and process? Wouldn't the best solution be to go to your bathroom and grab one of your towels that you're probably going to wash soon or needed to wash, and you throw it on the floor, and in one swipe you pick it all up? No drippage, no using 10 napkins. You just throw it in the wash and wash it, and it comes out clean and like it never happened. There's various solutions to various problems. My point here being is that if you're so focused on the problem, you're so wrapped up in it, you might never even think about the napkins. Now, if you're so wrapped up in the problem, but maybe you've trained your mind to have a little discipline, maybe you have a little power over your mind when it gets tough for you in your life, you might be able to take a step back and think a little clear. So what I'm trying to get at is the fact that, you know, we can't think that we can take care of everything. And really, does God give us these lessons at hand and these obstacles at hand so we can fixate them? Or do you think he does that so he can fix us? So that he can recreate us, so that he can grow us? One thing that's constant and one thing that is for sure is change. And if change is happening around you and you don't know how to adapt to it, you might get stuck in overthinking. If your career isn't going anywhere anymore and you're at a standstill and you're falling out of love with your career and something else is calling you, but you're too stubborn to let that go, you might get stuck in that unhappy era for a bit longer than you really have to. Anyways, guys, I hope that somebody here listening realizes that maybe it's time to let go. Maybe it's time to let God provide a solution. That maybe what you're going through isn't as bad as it seems. I pray that this allows all of you listening who could possibly be going through something, take 2-3 steps back and analyze not the problem but the situation and try and find the solution. And if finding the solution seems impossible, which many a times it could feel like that, I hope that you give it to a higher power, whatever that higher power is for you, and that you find peace and a resolution amongst that. Until next time, God bless. I hope you are all safe.